I have a Bible Answer Book 2 that is coming out shortly, and one of the entries has to do with Jonah, whether or not it's plausible to believe that Jonah was swallowed by a whale. Well, of course, the book of Jonah contains the familiar story of a prophet named Jonah, who was preserved 3 days and three nights in the belly of a large fish. And skepticism has led many to allegorize this as a fish tale. But there are good reasons to believe that it is an actual historical account. And what I point out in the Bible Answer Book 2 is that details and descriptions of the narrative defy allegorization. The book of Jonah is written in the genre of historical narrative, and it's very important to look at narrative when you are interpreting a passage. The brief mention of the fish does not deter literarily from the descriptions of Jonah's journey to Joppa, the payment of the fare, his conversations with sailors during the storm, and his eventual trip to Nineveh. Not only that, but the Christian worldview presupposes the miraculous. The universe itself is an effect that presupposes a cause that is equal to or greater than itself. And just as the uncaused first cause caused the universe, so the uncaused first cause is, of course, capable of supernaturally intervening in the universe that he created. And since God created the universe ex nihilo, out of nothing, preserving Jonah in the belly of a great fish should pose no problem whatsoever. There's one other thing that we should note, and that is, when we hear a miraculous account of this magnitude, we would do well to seek another opinion. And in the case of Jonah, corroboration is provided by no less an authority than Jesus Christ himself. In fact, our Lord not only referred to Jonah's preservation for 3 days and three nights in the belly of a fish as a miracle, he used it as the basis for prophesying that he too would be preserved for 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. As such, Jonah's marine rescue is a type of Jesus' miraculous resurrection. You know, there's this little joke about a father who's an atheist who sends his daughter to Sunday school and picks his daughter up from Sunday school and asks her, "What did you learn?" And she says, "Well, I learned about Jonah and the great fish." And he said, "How in the world can you tolerate a story about a man living in the belly of a great fish for 3 days?